Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at windowskansascity.com.
It's been a bit of a wild day for the Keatsmans on this Monday, but we're here with an abbreviated edition of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Sorry we put it up late. We'll have everything back on the regular schedule on Tuesday. But it has not been as wild a day as Bob Huggins is having on this Monday. We'll get into that about the West Virginia basketball coach in just a couple of moments. You know you're in trouble when your mom is calling you. Are you home? Are you home? What's going on? Are you okay? There's no podcast up. Every time, a handful of times, that something has gone on with travel or an issue, a personal thing, that the podcast didn't get up at a regular time. My emails blow up. My mom starts calling. Everybody wants to know what's going on. Have you died? When you're in radio and you don't do the show on one day, somebody fills in and they say, hey, Kevin's not here today. I'm doing the show today. And nobody thinks anything of it. I tweeted out and we put on Facebook on Sunday that our flight was delayed so long on Sunday night from Phoenix to Kansas City that we rebooked for Monday morning. Then we get to the airport on Monday morning, and I think we're about 2.5 hours late on this deal today. So it was just a really long process to get home, which is pretty much standard operating procedure now from what I can tell with the airlines. It's just not a pleasant experience anymore. And while the people were nice and they got us home safely, and that's the important thing, the experience and the way it wears you out is just ridiculous. I had hoped to have this podcast done 3 or 4 hours ago for you. And that's what we tweeted out and posted on Facebook. But here we go. There's a couple of important things that I wanted to address on a much shorter episode of KKHI. The first is our guest from last Thursday, Cadren Sullivan, the teacher at Shawnee Mission North. She has written a new piece Monday at readlion.com. And I've got so many emails that I have to return from many of you. If you've been emailing over the last few days, I've not been very good at returning emails. I've returned about 20 or 25 of them over the weekend, but I got a lot more to return. So hang in there and we'll get to that. But so many of you want to support Cadren Sullivan however you can. There's going to be some sort of a rally outside the school on Wednesday at Shawnee Mission North of the people on the far left, basically painting her as a hater or a racist or whatever it may be. The district, Shawnee Mission School District, put out a statement that basically said, we don't condone what she believes in, we're fair and equitable for all students, and we're pushing everything forward, inclusive for everyone. What was funny is whenever they write one of these things that said they're inclusive for everyone, they're excluding the person on the right. So they're not really inclusive, and the district's statement was not written very well. They were clearly excluding Cadren Sullivan and anyone that believed what she believes, while saying they were doing it all in the name of inclusion for all. Well, they're not in for inclusion for all, and they still got quite a little deal brewing over there in the Shawnee Mission School District. I want to let you know, if you want to read her latest op-ed, it is a response to the Shawnee Mission School District and the outpouring that she's had from people saying hundreds and hundreds of staff members at Shawnee Mission North, within the district, around the state, and across the country have reached out to her and supported her. She's getting about a 10-to-1 ratio of somebody supporting her now to somebody complaining to her. And she writes in this piece, even while the mob tries to intimidate and cancel me, that's an exact quote, she's going to continue to fight for the students and the work that needs to be done. It's a really good piece. You can see it at readlion.com. That's R-E-A-D, read. You're going to read it at the Lion. Readlion.com. Cadren has a new piece up today, and we'll have more maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday about what they're planning over at Shawnee Mission North, because it sounds like some lefty students are planning some sort of thing, some sort of a demonstration against Cadren Sullivan. And initially, as I was speaking with her over the weekend and some of her people, I thought maybe our listeners would come out on Wednesday and support Cadren, and we could do that. But they're now saying, no, let's not interfere with what the other folks are doing. Let's not get a confrontation going. Let's just let them do their thing, and Cadren will fight her own battle, and she's doing a great job doing just that. The number two reason I'm doing a podcast here late on a Monday, number one was because my mom called and said, you better put something up and tell people what's going on here. You got to let them know, Kevin, why there wasn't a podcast at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. You got to let them know. I said, okay, Mom, I'll do it. We'll abbreviate it. It'll be shorter, but I'll let people know. We had travel snafus, didn't get home, but we're good. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Sorry to have let you down on this day, but I'm sure you'll live without us for a day, and we'll be back in the regular rotation again tomorrow. But the number two reason why I really wanted to say something was when I started reading the text of the speech that Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker gave this weekend at Georgia Tech's commencement. Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker, two-time Super Bowl champion, I'll read you a headline, stuns graduate with unexpected advice. Quote, get married and start a family, end quote. This was a speech for the ages. Harrison Butker is a devout Christian. I think he's Catholic. Not positive. I think he's Catholic. He's ultra conservative. And as a two-time Super Bowl winning kicker, they brought him back for commencement ceremonies at Bobby Dodd Stadium on Saturday. And he stunned the entire crowd when he said, in the end, no matter how much money you attain, none of it will matter if you're alone and devoid of purpose. I can offer one controversial antidote that I believe will have a lasting impact for generations to come. Get married and start a family. In front of all these lefties in academia, folks, it's Georgia Tech now. It's a technology school. Butker continued, and this is just unbelievable that he did this. He's such a great writer. He could be a politician today and would be, he should be a speechwriter because it's phenomenal. I'll read directly now from the speech. He goes on to say, look, I kick an odd-shaped ball through a couple of yellow posts, and I shouldn't really be celebrated that much for that. He's very proud, he said, of winning the Super Bowls and whatnot, but it shouldn't define who I am. So Butker says, these are his words, quote, so as someone who is not paid to speak for a living, I'm about to pop off some hard truths. I don't care if you have a successful career. I don't care if you have a big bank account or you fly on private planes. Many of you in this crowd will achieve those things. Some of you maybe already have. But in the end, no matter how much money you attain, none of it will matter if you're alone and devoid of a purpose. As someone raised in a family of overachievers, success was expected in my family. As a young man, I found happiness in being celebrated for my achievements. My inner desire to be celebrated manifested academically through long hours of studying and, of course, riding the curve. That desire was pushed further by the many successes I attained playing here on the flats. All of you are here today because you're smart, you're capable, and you're hardworking people. But if we're being honest, the world is filled with miserable, smart, capable, and hardworking people. There are too many examples to list of people who have achieved great worldly success with fleeting happiness, but in the end are left unfulfilled. Now, don't get me wrong, I want you to be successful. But this isn't so much about your career as it is using your talents, being your best, fulfilling the potential you were created for. Butker goes on to say, I will say that this is the most important ring that I have right here, and he held up his Super Bowl ring. Having kicked the game-winning field in both the AFC title game and the Super Bowl, I received a great deal of praise for these successes. They just announced that this Super Bowl this year was the most watched football game in history. And yet, all of this happiness is temporary. And the truth is, none of these accomplishments mean anything compared to the happiness I've found in my marriage and in starting my family. Harrison Butker is on it, man. And he stunned those people at Georgia Tech who he clearly didn't run it. I don't think you do. I think you invite and they do. Look, there's 2 seconds of research and you know you've got a conservative speaker. Okay? Harrison Butker's out there. He did political commercials during the last cycle, if you recall, with different issues and candidates. He did the anti-abortion thing in Kansas. He was doing commercials for that. Harrison Butker, it's very easy to know who and what he is and what he's about. But they were still stunned that he was sitting there dropping truth bombs on these folks. It was fantastic for them to hear and something really, really valuable. I'm a huge fan of Harrison Butker. I mean, the man, the person, what he's talking about is who he is and what he's about. That's what I'm a big fan of. Yes, I like his 56-yard field goals. I love it when he kicks the game winner and the Chiefs win. I like all that. And I'm happy for him that he made a lot of money doing this. And he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. But I just think he's so grounded. This is so perfect to hear this. You know, when he was going through those troubles last year, people thought, what are they going to do? Are they going to get a new kicker? How troubled is this guy? What kind of, does it look like a mental deal? They were talking about the rotation on the snap and then the hold, whether, you know, Townsend's hold was good enough and all these different things. This is all anybody was talking about. And I remember one day saying, look, I don't know. I've seen guys just fall apart and become mental midgets in sports. Even the toughest of cats at some point can fall apart. I said, it's possible, but know this. This is one grounded, tough, straight and narrow dude that knows who he is, what it's about, and what's important. And if he's being honest, and this is really true, having those troubles last year, kicking those field goals, wouldn't have bothered him nearly as bad as something bad going on with his family. And I think that's pretty cool that he said it. Get married and start a family, he said to the graduates of Georgia Tech. Ha! Who says that? Our abbreviated version here today is brought to you by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs, home of the lifetime warranty. They've got 0% APR on Buick SUVs right now and many GMCs. If you want to check those out, log on to robertsrobinson.com or just call my man Tim there on the showroom floor anytime, 816-826-1563. Don't forget, they'll service your car. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, they'll service it. They'll even come pick it up, service it, and bring it back to you. Roberts Robinson. Yeah. They say we just make everything easy. Finch Knife Company is online at finchknifeco.com. The new Flint series is out. It's got a 3-inch blade, satin finish, titanium clip. Spencer's really proud of this one. Spencer Mark Ward over at Finch Knife Company. He's proud of all of them, but he loves this. If you want to check out the new 7.2-inch Flint series of Finch pocket knives, they're online at finchknifeco.com. Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole, and Teague Tractor with Finch Knife Company. Keep life from getting dull. And Cross Kitchens is online at crosskitchenskc.com. They'll remodel any room in your house, any room, bathrooms, man caves, build out cabinets and countertops, everything in your garage if you want. But man, oh man, do people love it when they come in and change their kitchen around, because it fundamentally changes what your home is and creates a beautiful space for you and your family to enjoy time together, which is what it's all about. If you'd like to have Tim out to your house, he'd be honored to come take a look around and then give you a free, absolutely no obligation, bid on any work that you want to have done. 816-898-7047 or online at crosskitchenskc.com. And I mentioned at the very top that Bob Huggins is having a bad Monday. He is having a bad Monday. This is inexplicable. So he used a word that I'm going to use on this podcast. So if you have kids listening, you don't want them to hear it. I'm going to go ahead and say it, but I'm going to say it while quoting him. And I do know this for a fact, that this was a very common term. This was spoken when I was in grade school and junior high. I heard this term a lot. He's older than I am. Huggins is maybe 10 years older than I am. Their generation used it a lot. I haven't said the word in years. Most people haven't. Okay? It's an era gone by. But apparently Bob Huggins lets it roll off his tongue just like he did 50 years ago or whatever. Because Huggins went on a radio show on Monday in Cincinnati, where he used to be the coach of the Bearcats. And, of course, the people in Cincinnati want to know, well, how about the Xavier-Cincinnati rivalries? What was that all like? You know, because that's a big deal in Cincinnati. And the host, Bill Cunningham's been in Cincinnati a long time. And he asked Huggins on the show on Monday afternoon, tell me how bitter that rivalry was. And Huggins responded, quote, any school whose fans can throw rubber penises on the floor and then say they didn't do it, my God, they can get away with anything. To which the host responded, I think that was trans night, wasn't it? And Huggins responded by saying, quote, what it was all those fags, those Catholic fags, I think. Then he went on to add about the penis throwing, well, they were just envious they didn't have one. Meaning they were trans of some sort. And he has offended everyone here. Now, the reaction and the stories that are out there at your typical places, ESPN.com, wherever you can read them, all they're saying is they'll put the F blank blank, okay, and then a period or whatever. And so we know what the word is. We know who's been offended. I can't find a single story yet that says he's offended Catholics. But there's a whole lot more Catholics could be offended today than gay men, just by percentages of the population, right? So he's in trouble here for an anti-gay slur for sure. I don't see how Huggins keeps his job. I just don't, because sometimes we've had a slew of this stuff over the last few days. The A's announcer this weekend, that was crazy what happened with that guy. If that was a misspeak, that's the worst misspeak of all time. And you can get discombobulated and say something, or you can have it in your mind, hey, I got to make sure I don't say this word. I'm trying to say this word. I'm going to guess the announcer who was trying to say Negro hasn't said the word Negro in a long, long time, because we don't use that word either. So when you say Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, nobody says Negro. It's not used. It's gone. And yet the museum is still named that. Just like the NAACP is still named for colored people, but we don't say that either because that's a slur. Anyway, I ain't defending that guy, because what he said was one of the worst mess-ups ever. But we watch these people, and Huggins would be the exception if he keeps his job. My goodness, I got in trouble for saying Andy Reid's kids weren't working out very well coaching for him, which is true. I got in trouble for stating a fact, not even an opinion. Just, this is a train wreck, this guy hiring his kids. They're bad to have around. Sorry, it's just a fact. It's not Andy. I'm not, no blame, no reflection. It's just, it's the way it is. You don't look at people's kids and judge the parents. You just can't. It's not fair. All kinds of kids have all kinds of problems and grow up and are nothing like their parents, even though they had a good upbringing or anything. It's just, it's not fair. Everybody's responsible for themselves. So here's Bob Huggins, and how does he survive that? I mean, he couldn't even stop. Once he started, he went on to say about them throwing these rubber penises on the floor. Well, they were just envious because they didn't have one. I liked Huggs in his time here. He's an interesting interview. He's a smart man. And he has a very dry humor, a dry wit about him. But he's also very arrogant. He's cocky and pretty sure he's it. And so some of that kind of plays out while he was doing this. And I'm just going to assume, I don't know, but I'm going to assume this is a host that he's known a long, long time. Like after he left, I didn't have a whole lot of reason to have him on the show like I did before. I just having him on as a West Virginia coach. Didn't make a lot of sense. But I had him on. He used to want to come on every week. He said, I need some recruits. I got to do everything I possibly can. When he was at K-State, he's like, Kevin, can I just come on every week? Like he was on all the time. We went to events together. I hung out with him a couple times. He's a fun guy to be around. And then it only lasted a year and he left. And so we've kind of gone our separate ways. But I don't see how he survives this. I don't. I mean, there's all kinds of things there you can't say. And color me crazy, but throwing the word Catholic out there ain't the best. Now, all the liberals on the left are not going to write in their stories that Bob Huggins should be in trouble for hammering on, making fun of Catholics. So you're not going to read that in most accounts of the media? They just won't. They're fine with Huggins picking on Catholics, but not homosexuals or transgenders. West Virginia, as we record this right now, West Virginia says they're reviewing this. They're reviewing it. Means it's in the hands of the lawyers, and the chancellor's like, oh my God, if I don't get rid of him, maybe they'll come get rid of me. So pretty big news there on this Monday. Little shortened podcast. Appreciate you being with us, and thank you so much for all the emails and attention we've received over the last few days. We're out in Arizona. Spencer says hello. My son Spencer says hello to all of you. We played golf out there and had a wonderful time. Spent some time with he and his fiance. We went and looked at the wedding venue where they're getting married in October. And except for the little difficulty getting home, we all in all just had a great time. And I tried to return a few emails from some of you as I could. I went into a brand new restaurant in Scottsdale that doesn't have men's and women's rooms. They just have the individual doors that you go in, like the ones at the airport, which looks stupid. They have a green sign that says all gender bathrooms at KCI. I reviewed KCI for everyone that's a patron. I wrote the patron post this weekend and sent that to them. But these all-gender bathrooms are a disaster. We were in there at probably 8:30-ish on Saturday night. And I go in. It's a really nice upscale place. And I go in there, and I look down at the toilet seat, and I look at a little trash can next to it. It's kind of trash can that has a lid on it. And there's pee splatter all over the trash can. Like it's wet from urine, splattered all over it. The seat had urine on it. Jessica's about to have a conniption. She hates it. She's like, I don't want to go in these that men, dirty ass men have been in there peeing all over the seat. Because guess what? Nobody wants to touch anything, right? We created that culture through COVID. Dudes don't want to lift the seat, so they don't. They're those horseshoe seats. Well, sometimes you miss and it splatters a little bit. You don't even think twice of it. Oh, some poor woman's got to come here and sit on that now. What was really gross, I took a picture and put it on Twitter. What was gross is it wouldn't dry off. You could see it on top of the trash can, the splatter from the urine off the seat that was going all over the floor and everywhere else. And now women have to go deal with this. There was not a urinal in the restaurant, not one. And by the way, we screwed up at KCI. The bathroom's closest to the gates where you get off the plane. The men's room has 6 urinals, 3 on each side. There was a line today. We got off the plane. There was a line for women. I've never seen women's lines going into the bathrooms. Now we have women's lines. We have lines at the bathrooms at KCI when you get off your flight. Just saying. But Anyway, we had a good time. Spencer says hello, and we're looking forward to the wedding in October. Pretty cool stuff. And thanks for indulging me and allowing me just a wee bit late here on Monday's episode of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.